Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Nick Morgan is here, too. Nick is a new friend. He's one of the world's top communication experts. He's a coach. He's a teacher. He's been working with corporate America and small businesses and individuals for a long time, helping them put their best foot forward. He's the author of a brand new book called Can You Hear Me? How to Connect with People in a Virtual World, and he's here to help us with this. Nick, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jim. It's great to be with you.
It's good to have you here. Nick, I was telling the audience before you got here about how handy virtual communication is, how it has been for me, how it's helped me to be successful. Probably, I mean, I there's no question I can look back and think of some times when it made me money. And because of my ability to, you know, to respond and to move things along a lot quicker. But I also remember times when if I had used virtual instead of getting face to face, I would have lost the deal. And it made me think of a lyric in Joni Mitchell's song Both Sides Now. One of those songs, the lyric goes, "But something's lost, but something's gained." And that's the way it is with virtual communication, isn't it? It's a two-edged sword. What do you think?
That's right. That's right. We've got it, and the big promise of it was that it would give us something called less friction. You remember that?
That was
the idea. Was it'd be much easier to send email rather than snail mail?
Right.
And it was also going to be asynchronous, meaning I could send you an email. The evening before, and you can wait to read it the next day. But what happened instead and what got lost was we got information overload in 24/7. And especially in the business world, we all know what that's like.
Yep.
You send an email to somebody, you don't hear back in a couple of hours, pretty soon you're going to send that passive-aggressive email.
Couple of hours? How about 8 minutes?
Exactly, yeah. Can you check your spam filter? My email went into your spam filter. Because that's the only possible reason why you didn't
How about the blind pitch to somebody that don't even get my name right, which you throw away, and then an hour later, in case you missed my last email, what do you think?
That's right. Yeah, and it never stops, and that's
right.
That's the other part of the law.
But as I said earlier, there's one example that I've written about even where I had a serious customer. I mean, these people loved me. God helped them, but they loved me, and I did a lot of business with them, and I had a proposal for my boss there, and he said, "Well, just send it over by email, and I'll take a look at it." I said, "No, I want to deliver it to you face to face." He's 800 miles away. He said, "Really? You're gonna?" I said, "Yes. I'm coming up at my expense. I want to be face to face when I deliver this to you." And when after I did, he said, "I'm connected." Yeah, and so you see what I mean, Rob? Is Nick? If I hadn't gone to him directly, he said I wouldn't have done the deal if you sent it to me by email. So
That's
sometimes
right.
you have to be judicious. It's just a tool, isn't it?
Well, they're communication channels, and the most powerful one is face to face because we get the most information about each other face to face. We unconsciously read the smile, the nod, the closeness, the physical reactions. We get none of that sensory information in the virtual world, whether it's email or to a lesser extent on the phone and to a slightly lesser extent on video conferencing. And so we get less information. It's both less interesting and it's a weaker connection. And so when you need a strong connection, face-to-face is the essential way to go. If it's a communication that's less important, then you can do it via email.
Right.
You can take it on an audio conference. And video conference is probably the strongest of the virtual connections, but it still lacks something of the face-to-face. And so it's just about understanding which channel is appropriate to use in the working world that we're in now.
Well, I think one of the big mistakes that I think people make, and unfortunately I think it's the younger generations, is they don't think about the virtual, the texting and all that as one of the options to be used judiciously, to be used strategically, as you know, at the right time. They don't think about it like that. They think of it as, well, this is the way we communicate now. And
yeah, that's right.
And what they're missing is maybe a couple of other generations that they need to influence who don't feel that way. What do you think?
Yeah, I think there is a generational difference, but this really goes to deeper human hardwiring. When we do, and there's a real issue with the lack of sensory information via email. We don't get that wink. We don't get that nod. So we put it, what we think is a joke, into the email, and the other person, for some reason, gets offended, and then we have to spend 8 emails untangling mm-hmm. the problem. And so the real issue is, as we humans are an anxious species, that's how we've survived. We assume the worst. We assume there's a saber-toothed tiger around every corner. When we're not getting that sensory information in the email, when we're not getting that reassurance that the other person is kidding or being friendly, then we tend to assume the worst. And so it's the case with email that our default is to assume a negative interpretation.
Right.
So I tell people, if you're going to send an email that has any kind of importance to it at all, read it out loud first in a sarcastic tone of voice. And if that makes sense, then that's probably the way the other person's going to read it.
Mm-hmm.
We think we understand email 90% of the time, the studies show. In fact, we get it right only half the time. And so there's this big gap.
Well, exactly, and then we've got, I just think that it's so important to think about the other person on the other end. What's their generation? What are their expectations? What do we know about them? And you know, how do we communicate with them? And this is a big deal with between me and my children, for example, and some, even some of my employees, about texting versus calling. You know, that's
right.
Which I want to talk about.
Care about.
I want to talk about that after the break. And these are things, folks, that Nick helps you sort out and helps you understand. And he does it in plain English in his new book called Can You Hear Me? How to Connect with People in a Virtual World. Nick Morgan and I will be right back. It's 20 hours. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.